Those were her terms, and once they'd vowed to keep them, swore their oaths they'd never do her harm, the woman hatched a plan. Now, mum's the word. Let none of your shipmates say a thing to me, meeting me on the street or at the springs. Someone might go running off to the house and tell the old king he'd think the worst, clap me in cruel chains and find a way to kill you. So keep it a secret, down deep. Get on with buying your home cargo quickly, but once your holds are loaded up with goods, then fast as you can, you send the word to me over there at the palace. I'll bring you all the gold I can lay my hands on, and something else I'll give you in the bargain. Fair for passage home. I'm nurse to my master's son in the palace now, such a precious toddler, scampering round outside, always at my heels. I'll bring him aboard as well. Wherever you sell him off, whatever foreign parts, he'll fetch you quite a price. Bargain struck, back the woman went to our lofty halls, and the rovers stayed on with us one whole year, bartering, piling up big hoards in their hollow ship. And once their holds were loaded full for sailing, they sent a messenger, fast, to alert the woman. This crafty bandit came to my father's house, dangling a golden choker linked with amber beads, and while the maids at hall and my noble mother kept on fondling it, dazzled, feasting their eyes, and making bids, he gave a quiet nod to my nurse. He gave her the nod and slunk back to his ship. Grabbing my hand, she swept me through the house, and there in the porch she came on cups and tables, left by the latest feasters. Father's men of council just gone off to the meeting grounds for full debate, and quick as a flash she snatched up three goblets, tucked them into her bosom, whisked them off, and I tagged along, lost in all my innocence. The sun sank, the roads of the world grew dark, and both on the run we reached the bay at once where the swift Phoenician ship lay set to sail. Handing us up on board, the crewmen launched out on the foaming lanes, and Zeus sent wind astern. 6 whole days we sailed, 6 nights non-stop. And then when the god brought on the 7th day, Artemis showering arrows came and shot the woman. Head first into the bilge she splashed like a diving tern, and the crewmen heaved her body over, a nice treat for the seals and fish, but left me all alone, cowering, sick at heart. Until at last the wind and current bore us on to Ithaca, here where Laertes bought me with his wealth. And so I first laid eyes on this good land. And royal King Odysseus answered warmly, Eumaeus, so much misery. You've moved my heart deeply with your long tale, such pain, such sorrow. True, but look at the good fortune Zeus sends you. Hand in hand with the bad. After all your toil, you reach the house of a decent, kindly man who gives you all you need in meat and drink. He's seen to that, I'd say. It's a fine life you lead, better than mine. I've been drifting through cities up and down the earth, and now I've landed here. So guest and host confided through the night until they slept. A little at least, not long. Dawn soon rose and took her golden throne. That hour, Telemachus and his shipmates raised the coasts of home. They struck sail and lowered the mast smartly, rowed her into a mooring under oars. Out went the bowstones, cables fast astern. The crew themselves swung out in the breaking surf. They got a meal together and mixed some ruddy wine. And once they put aside desire for food and drink, clear-headed Telemachus gave the men commands. Pull our black ship round to the city now. I'm off to my herdsmen and my farms. By nightfall, once I've seen to my holdings, I'll be down in town. In the morning I'll give you wages for the voyage, a handsome feast of meat and hearty wine. The seer, Theoclymenus, broke in quickly. Where shall I go, dear boy? Of all the lords in rocky Ithaca, whose house shall I head for now? Or do I go straight to your mother's house and yours? Surely, in better times, discreet Telemachus replied, I would invite you home, our hospitality never fails, but now I fear it could only serve you poorly. I'll be away, and mother would never see you. She rarely appears these days, what with those suitors milling in the hall. She keeps to her upper story, weaving at her loom. But I'll mention someone else you might just visit. Eurymachus, wise Polybus's fine upstanding son. He's the man of the hour. Our island people look on him like a god, the prince of suitors, hottest to wed my mother, seize my father's powers. But God knows, Zeus up there in his bright Olympus, whether or not before that wedding day arrives he'll bring the day of death.